The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Now, you know Sarah Maria Griffin, who's been a regular contributor on this programme, particularly talking about gaming, but her main thing is as a writer of fiction, and she has her new novel published. It's called Other Words for Smoke. Thank you very much, Sarah Maria, for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Matt. I'm thrilled to be back.
Who do you write for?
That's a really good question. I think I write for myself when I was 19. You know, I write for people who are looking for something a little bit different.
Yeah, because it's pitched at the teenage market, isn't it?
Sometimes, and sometimes it isn't. It depends. In America, I'm very much marketed towards younger people. But here, it's that nice in-between place. I write a lot about people who are growing up. So Spare and Vent Parts was about somebody who was 19. Other Words for Smoke looks at people who are in their early teens. One of the main characters is in her 70s. It's about all different slices of life, but primarily the narrative is one about coming of age. So certainly I'm delighted that teenagers read me, but I think everybody came of age, do you know? So I think it's not necessarily just for the people to whom it is marketed. It's for people who are looking for things that are slightly left of field.
And I want to come back to the story of the book in a moment, but I suppose it is interesting, and it shows, you know, a lot of people give out, older generations give out about, young people aren't reading anymore because they're too busy gaming and the likes of it. Mm. And you can come into us and you can talk eloquently about lots of different games that you must have spent hours on. Mm. And that's as much part of your life as that reading and writing is.
Absolutely. I think that playing video games, certainly play is an element, but I don't think that play is a waste. I think, especially in the world that we live in now, where we're overexposed to really heavy kinds of news all the time, that making space for play is as valuable as it is for reading. And in terms of people who are growing up today and the youth of today, I think they are reading more than ever. Even if you want to count screen time in with that, they're reading.
Yeah, and also, I suppose, what they're visualising, what they're seeing, then perhaps feeds into what they want to read about.
Exactly. They've got more. Even the word input sounds very inhuman, but it's not the same as buying a magazine once a month. They have constant access to information. They're reading the internet all the time. Their curiosity is being piqued in different ways. And I think I know that there's plenty of scope for real paper books there too. Readers find each other online. They have amazing conversations about books they love, books they hate. Bookstagram. Hashtag Bookstagram is where all the readers hang out on Instagram, and they are a lovely and interesting bunch. So I think that people who love to read will always read. They'll probably just play video games and use their phones too.
But were you always a reader? Like when you were a teenager, when you were playing all the various games, and you're great in particular for talking to us about almost nostalgia games.
Yeah.
Were you reading as much back then as
well? I wasn't at all. I definitely felt that there were a couple of wilderness years there in my mid-teens, especially. I read voraciously as a child. Like, I read nonstop as a kid. It made me really popular, trust me. I read a lot as a kid. And I think during my teens, I kind of fell into much more organic kind of normal habits. I just went to the field with the people in my state and played video games and had drama and was just not reading that much. I wasn't able to find books. Not that those books don't exist, just where I was in my life at the time wasn't focused on them. But I was playing video games and I was still engaged with storytelling that way.
And what got you writing?
I've written since I could sit upright. My mom and dad were brilliant for buying me books when I was a kid. It was something that they felt really strongly about. So as long as I can remember, there have been books. And equally, as long as I can remember, I've wanted to make one. Like from little tiny stapled together bits of crayoned paper in my childhood bedroom, I've always wanted to make books. It's just always been there. So I've always written and always been a diarist. But the taking it deadly serious bit, I was about 19.
Yeah, this is your fourth book, and your debut novel, Spare and Found Parts, was shortlisted for an Irish Book Award.
It was.
But the new one, Other Words for Smoke, what's it about?
Other Words for Smoke is about a house in the Wicklow Mountains, just on the cusp. If you can imagine Stepaside, but not Stepaside. A heavily fictitious Stepaside and a housing estate that rolls up into the hills, and the last house at the end of the crescent contains two terrible things. One is called Bobby and one is called Sweet James. And it's about the women who live in the house over a series of generations who have to contend with these two creatures who are hungry for two things, power and love. So it's about the interactions these different women have across time and the relationship that has with wider Ireland. So the scenes that are set in the 1970s deal very heavily with Magdalene laundries, whereas the contemporary scenes deal with teenage love. So it's mostly about a haunted house.
Would you call it fantasy or science fiction or what?
There's a word for in between that. It's called speculative fiction. So it's a genre of its own. It's smaller. It's somewhere that lands between realism and the very unrealism. It's a place in literature that bends the very edges. It's not quite fantasy and monsters. It's much more, other words for smoke, is a lot more kitchen sinky. It's actually really set mostly over four rooms in a house. It's a domestic drama. But there's a monster in the wall and the cat talks. So there are strange things that happen on the edge, but it wouldn't quite be dragons and swords. So it's in between.
Okay. You're very busy on other writing projects at present, are you?
I am. I have a secret project that's going to be released into the world in July or June. Oh, God. Yeah, that's in 4 weeks. Ooh, sooner than I'm prepared for. And that's going to it's going to happen, whether I like it or not.
Okay, well, we might talk to you about that at the time. And stuff. But I am also interesting as well, that you're interested in, you know, if there's a generation which has fallen for Game of Thrones, you wonder that having loved the drama of the TV series, will they read the books? And if they wouldn't read the Game of Thrones books, will they read something similar? Mm. If that generation will actually read as much. And that, I don't want to sound like an old fogey sort of going on about it, but it is an interesting question when you look at book sales.
Mm, it is, because book sales they're creeping back up from what they were. I think similarly to how vinyl operates, people crave a physical object. They want to hold a book in their hands. Like, we're not all just content with the ephemeral nothing of the internet. The folks who... I actually don't watch Game of Thrones. I might be the only person in the country who doesn't.
I don't either.
Because I read...
I'm allowed to say that. Yeah, well, I don't anyway. Nobody.
I read the first book and I didn't really like it. That's why. I watched the first series and I read the first book and I was like, actually, that's not for me. The books themselves are very pulpy, very fast-paced. They're political dramas with dragons. They're very beautifully and well-constructed. It's just not to my taste. I hope that the people who love the show will read the books, because books are really, they're really good for you and they're really freeing. But I'm not sure if they will. I hope they will.
Sarah Marie Griffin. The new book is called Other Words for Smoke. Listen, thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word on Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.